Talk Football. The post-game interview.
Yeah, Luke, it was a pretty tough afternoon out there, and then we spoke at three-quarter time when you've got some prime cattle, you know, missing, and you've got injuries on the day as well. It was a bit of a tough ask for the boys to get up one spell. Park got on top.
Yeah, again, third quarter, bit of chaos with injuries and trails of magnets around, but I thought up until half time it was a really good arm wrestle in terms of a contest. You know, they came with a really clear plan, and we probably just weren't composed enough in the first half to maximise our opportunities. And then, you know, once you get after half time and you start losing your soldiers, it was, you know, you're always chasing your tail after that. But then, again, the last quarter response within this group, there is, you know, they're competitors, and you saw that in the last quarter. We wanted to keep taking the game on. We looked probably how we would like to have looked in the first half, to be honest, but yeah, in the end it's just a little bit of weight of numbers. And to be fair, Bell Park were on top of the ground and running and yeah, maximising their opportunities when they got them.
And having two key players out, Marcus Thompson and Harris Jennings, it really does change the whole complexion of the team. You know, Wagner was held down pretty well and was getting a little bit frustrated, and you've got Pup in there to take a little bit of that load as well. It makes a difference. And then just having that other tall out there to you know, really affect your structure. But Sheehan looked good going forward, so that was a good move, you know, in the second half.
Yeah, again, throughout the year though, we've been able to, we haven't been unchanged all year, and we've debuted 10 guys now in terms of the year so far. And you know, we've been out. The depth has been there. The injury list is starting to pile up, and the depth might be a little bit tested. But you know, I thought for the first half, for all that was going on, and for the people out there, they had the same thing. They were missing a couple of their prime movers as well. Everyone this time of year is dealing with this sort of stuff. And yeah, I thought again, the first half we were in it. We made it a battle. Third quarter got away from us, but then, yeah, again, in the last quarter, we were able to rally, and yeah, Sheehan Ford was a positive. I thought that was positives across the ground with some of their young guys. You know, Charlie Alexander thrown back late because of Harris coming out. He showed what we're excited about with his running carry, and yeah, I thought there's still positives throughout the day, bar the scoreboard obviously reading the way it reads.
Luke, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time. Just take us through the injuries and what you know so far with Pepper, Burgess, and also Jet Matthews, who we believe has gone to hospital.
Yeah, Jet's gone off. It's pretty clear. The collarbone's sticking out pretty heavy at the moment, so he'll go off and get that one fixed. Burgess is more groin at this stage. To what level, again, depends on how it pulls up. And Pep looks like he's done about 1,000 calf raises. It's blown up pretty hard in terms of his the corky on the calf. It's yeah, it blew up very quickly and restricted, and it was high on the calf, so it restricted everything around his knee, so couldn't get going at any stage. So yeah, and Porter's dealing with a bit of a stinger, and
I think Wagner not moving freely either. He went forward late in the game. Was that more sort of just trying to protect him from himself?
He ran himself into the ground. You know, that's what good leaders do. He didn't never drop the work rate all day. When you got one on the bench, I'm pretty sure he played 100% of the last half. You know, so again, good players do it. They just never say die. And I thought we were led really well. You know, again, Wags, even with the attention he got, Feely, you know, our senior guys when we needed them, they stood up, which was good.
Yep. Thompson and Jennings next week. I'm guessing Jennings being unwell will just be a 1 week thing, but is Thompson more just keep your powder dry until after the bye?
No, probably a little bit more conservative this week with him. Again, you know, it's not that time of year to really test those sort of things, so I'd pretty confident that he'll turn around at 100% for next weekend. And yeah, the same with Jennings, is hopefully it's just a little 24-hour virus, and we get to see him Tuesday night.
Injury does open up opportunity, Luke, and a couple that, so I'll talk positives. Henry Hawker, who is a beast of a man. I don't know where you find these bloke. Well, I know where you found him on Facebook, but anyway, I thought he was amazing. Anthony Tanner was good too. Like, he's got some skill, and he knew where to run to get the footy. Like, there are a couple of positives from today.
Yeah, again, all year, you know, we've brought in young guys, and we've given them opportunity. We Cotton Waldham or anything. We just throw them in there, and they've shown enough and built enough of their game to feel like they can impact. All of them have earned their opportunity at 2 o'clock, and I think Anthony against Newtown probably felt like he didn't show his best foot forward, and again, I love when young guys go back, work on their game, and he came in today and showed what we'd been seeing through the pre-season with real drive and strength and speed out of stoppage and that sort of stuff. So him, Bobby Pask, Joel Alexander, they're young guys that are just starting their journey of senior footy, and enough positives throughout the day. Again, we're going to have to lean on some depth. We're going to have to lean on our whole squad. That's what good teams do, and we're in that position.
And we spoke to Sam Scott during the week on the podcast. It was the same thing in terms of you have to have renewal in the team anyway, because the older players are going to start to not play every game anyway, or some are going to retire or move on or whatever. So rather than try and do it on the run, try and do it actually as part of the process of actually evolving the team.
Yeah, which again, so far we've debuted 8 18-year-olds
in a premiership team.
Henry Walker and Watts have come in and debuted as well, so that makes 10 while we're again, at this time of year, that's when it's going to be important, because we're going to have to lean on those guys for the next few weeks until the troops and the reinforcements arrive. We've got full confidence in this list that we can continue to build momentum towards the back end of the year. We're only halfway.
Alex Barron?
Yeah, I think that's a great point that you're talking about, that sometimes when you have a really successful era, those kids that don't really get opportunities tend to walk out the door, and albeit through injuries at the moment, which no coach likes to see, but it also gives those young kids opportunities to actually see that there is future at this football club. I think that can only be a positive from it.
Yeah, and full credit to like Joe McLean with their reserves coach and how they've gone about it, is the idea of that 12 p.m. team is that at some stage they're all going to play 150 games together at senior footy, and they've been building the connection, and you can see the joy when it's Bobby and Tan and Charlie, they're playing senior footy together, and that's our hope, is that we're breeding the next era of Leopold while we're still fighting and competing for a premiership, and that's what good clubs do. And again, it's down to the support and our off field, in terms all the way from our president to our footy ops in Hamish Easton to Dowdy and all these guys that put this list together and make the club what they are. And again, one game doesn't make the season, we'll move forward. And again, there's enough positives out today to see what the back end of the year can look like for us.
Yeah, for sure. On a personal note, stepping away from the elite league, coming back to community footy, how have you found the transition to being the main man in the seat now and having your own team and getting back involved at community level?
I've probably said this to a lot of people, is the challenges of a footballer do not change at any level. Whether it's an 18-year-old dealing with the insecurities and the confidence of finding form, Zach Butters and Charlie Alexander go through the same thing. Whether it's the old boys trying to build new roles, there's no difference between Travis Boak and Sam Scott in terms of building, those sort of things. And really, the main difference is just time. In the AFL, you've got all the time in the world to get your body right and educate, and we've just got to be really specific and pointed with how we go about it. And but the one thing I do love about it is the community. You turn up on a day like today, and in the rooms, no matter the loss, you go next door, you get to spend time with people who build this club, and it's a great community out here. And we've got a great leadership group, so it's definitely made it easier in that sense. I've really enjoyed it.
Is it tough to walk into the rooms, though? The 1990 boys have been on it all afternoon. Are you bracing for some advice?
Might have to put a suggestion box at the bar and just try and. But again, Pop mentioned this after the game. Those guys have been through this as well. It's round 9. You have these moments in the season where it doesn't go your way, and again, it's how you respond. And those guys in there right now have shown they responded in the right way. This group has previously shown, last year getting belted by Bell Park, and these things happen. And again, what is it? The old one swallow doesn't make a spring, from Ross Lyon. But that's it. We'll move forward, and I look forward to all the feedback that comes.
Luke, appreciate your time. Good luck with the injuries. Just Tyler Watts is what I want to ask you about. Is that Werribee are sort of dictating a little bit to you, aren't they, what happens with him?
Oh, he's got a calf, so he's following the calf program. They're rehabbing him really well in terms of the plan that they've got for him. No different than what I've seen at AFL level, VFL level across the journey. So he's got a plan. He's so far on track with that. So, again, hopefully see him probably after the bye.
Appreciate your time. Commiserations today. We will see you a bit. Actually, we'll see you next Sunday at Anthony Costa Oval for what blooms another big one for you. You've got a big couple over the, I suppose, either side of the bye, this one and then South Bowen. It's going to be probably defining in a way for you.
Yeah, looking forward to the challenge next week away from home against a team that's in really good form. And, you know, they got us last time. Looking forward to the challenge over the next little period of time. But as I said, there'll be plenty of positives come through this period, and hopefully this is the making of us for the back end of the year.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.